This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A man living in Steamboat Springs died at Steamboat Resort Saturday. He's been identified as 25-year-old Jack McGrath by the Rout County Coroner. A Steamboat Resort spokesperson says the accident was off Buddy's Run on the mountain. Steamboat Resort is closing for the season April 12th. Members of Steamboat Springs City Council say they were not involved, nor was the city, in developing or implementing Steamboat Resort's paid parking plan for next season. Council President Steve Muntean will be meeting with city staff, representatives from Steamboat Ski and Resort Corporation, and the Chamber on April 13th about the potential impacts on the community. That letter's on our website. Howson Hill has closed for the season. Last day was Sunday.
It is a great day at Howson. Thank everyone for an excellent year. We look forward to trying again next year.
That's Micah Ness, the Howson Hill supervisor. STARS, which is Steamboat Adaptive Recreational Sports, has announced their snow sports season for lessons ends this coming Sunday, March 28th. There will be smoke today south of Steamboat Springs, and if not today, sometime this spring, the U.S. Forest Service is planning to do some prescribed burns in the Harrison Creek drainage. That's near Highway 40 on the western Rout National Forest boundary of Rabbit Ears Pass. Smoke will be visible from Highways 40 and 131. There should be signage along the road. The public is being asked to not report the prescribed fire, as first responders and dispatch will be aware of the operations. Yampa Valley Regional Airport's accepting donations to help support TSA agents during the government shutdown. They aren't being paid. A donation drop-off is at the local airport. A list of what's needed is on our website. Street sweepers for the city of Steamboat Springs are out on the roads for the traditional spring cleanup. They're removing the scoria that's been exposed sooner due to the warmer weather. Residents can help by raking it up and leaving it in rows along the asphalt curb. Another scam's been popping up into phones this weekend. Looks like it's official from the state of Colorado. It says it's a notice of default and enforcement action initiative for a parking violation. Don't scan the QR code and don't fall for it. They just want your money. Rout County Board of County Commissioners, they have a work session scheduled for this morning. Moffat County School District Board of Education meets tonight at 5:30. Students in the South Rout and Hayden School Districts are on spring break this week. Meet-in day was Saturday at Alice Pleasant Park in downtown Craig. Here's Lexi Weber with Moffat County Cattlewomen.
I think that this event in ag is important because it stimulates the economy of our community. It's also the history and the roots of our community come from ag and ranchers around the county. I also think that getting people out into the community and partnering with the downtown businesses helps to support their economic growth as well.
That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREI Radio.com, where the locals go for news.